Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate with your host, Evan Russell, broker owner of ERA Russell Realty Group. He is a 10-year licensed broker who has successfully coached and trained over 500 agents and turned his independent brokerage into a $50 million company before joining one of the top real estate franchises, ERA. Evan delivers his real-world real estate experience to you, the real estate agent. You can follow Evan on the Twitter feed at WorkWithEvan using hashtag AskEvan. For all your questions, concerns, comments, ideas, or anything else real estate related.
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing? I'm back in the saddle here after a little bout of strep throat that came on quick, came on hard, came on heavy. My advice to you real quick while we're letting people jump on the call is if you have a sore throat, go see a doctor, because if you let that sit, swallowing razor blades is not much fun. I don't usually stay home, but 2 days last week I was unable to answer the bell. So if you're listening and you're driving, okay. If you're listening and you're local or at home or whatever, okay. I want you to write down six things, or just put them in your memory bank, six things. Number one is message tone, okay? Number two is response time. Number three is supportive agents. Number four is collaboration. Number five, shared success. And number six is participation. All right? So what do those things mean when we define an office culture, right? If I hate using the boss and the owner tone. I that's not me. You guys know that's not me. If you listen to the 246 other calls, that's not me. But when I build a business, when I'm building and constructing ERA Russell Realty Group that I'm going to use as the vehicle to provide for my family, I want to go on that journey with friends. I want to go on that journey with teammates. I don't want to go on that journey with employees. I don't want to go on that journey with employees with employee mindset. I'm here because I have to be. Oh, shit, it's Monday. Oh, I can't wait till Friday. Well, do I get 3 smoke breaks a day? Well, what about my vacation days? Right? I don't want to work with the employee mindset. I want to work with people who genuinely want to be part of the office collaboration, who want to be part of the team, who want to be part of Point. Now, I know it sounds kind of like a utopia, kind of whatever, kind of a perfect world scenario. But if you're independent contractors and we're a business that employs or gives opportunity to anybody with a license to work here, you, one, have a choice to be on the team, and two, I have a choice to decide whether we want you on the team. Now, I know in other calls I've flipped it and said, you know, it's a privilege for me that you guys want to be on the team. But what we don't want is the sour grapes. What we don't want is the hot shots and heroes. What we don't want is the persons or people that say, I did it this way, and it's going to work because it worked for me over there. Right. That's why we don't have the hot shots and the heroes here. And the ones that are very successful under our umbrella have grown up with us. When we're putting together office collaboration, we're putting together, you know, a group, when we're trying to tie things together. Okay, there are many things that I can do, and there are many things that you can do, both within the brokerage and within your sphere of influence and your people, to give them that warm, positive, friendly attitude. Right? Attitude is an ugly word, but it fits here. That attitude. You want to radiate with positivity. And I want our brokerage here, right, our umbrella in which we're all trying to make a living in whatever fashion, to radiate that same positive energy. Am I a positive guy? Most of the time. Do I throw phones and smash Xbox games? Yeah, I do. Do I have a temper? Am I irritable? Yeah, I am. But that's in passion to help the office and the business and you guys to be successful. If something doesn't go my way, that means it didn't go your way, right? And if it didn't go your way, then I get irritated about it, right? Because my job is to obviously help you. So let's talk about a couple of those things. I don't want to get on a tirade about that. The first one is, I really feel two things. I really feel that sharing success with your broker is important. You should be able to call your broker and say, like many of you do, hey, Evan, just got this going, or hey, Evan, a great open house, or hey, man, got a couple people might be interested. The broker's opinion should have clout with you. It should be like a fifth grader coming home and saying, I got 100 on my test, Daddy. How do you feel? You know, cool. Or, hey, Dad, I just scored 10,000 on Pac-Man or whatever. Right? You should, that you're, the support and the positive reinforcement should be welcomed in a healthy environment, right? We should compliment each other like we compliment our kids, like we compliment our friends, like we compliment our spouses or significant others. Honey, you look pretty today. Dude, you look pretty. You look handsome today. Or, you know, have a great, you know, something, right? And I believe that that environment in these four offices is alive. Some of you haven't been here long enough to have experienced it or haven't really, had a pinnacle that says. But I think you can see, which is going to bring up my only negative point of this call because it really, really bugs me, and that's going to be all positive. The new people should see that. So in the Facebook group, as the administrator of the Facebook group, I have the ability to see who sees what. So if I put up a post that says X agent did great, how does that make that agent feel? It makes that agent feel, wow, right? This guy cares about me. He's sharing my success, right? So what would make that agent feel better is if you made those comments to him. Hey, buddy, nice job. Hey, nice job, girl. Hey, nice listing, right? That's the collaboration that we want. That's the collaboration that I want. Now, it's not forced. You can't force it. It's got to be inside. A couple examples here, like, you know, supporting each other. Collaboration. Hey, you had 70 people through your open house on Sunday. What did you do to market it? Where did you get the listing? You know, hey, what were you doing that's working for you? There are all these Facebook groups out there. There are many, and they're all quote-unquote support groups. What's working for Billy Bob in Seattle? What's working for Billy Joe in Arkansas? What's working for, you know, Bob in Miami, right? More importantly, what's working with some of our friends in South Boston? You know, how's the Jamaica Plain market, you know, differ from the Lynn market, right? That collaboration is a big part of the brokerage that I think some of us don't grasp onto, that I really want you to grasp onto. I can see that you're in the group. I can see what you see. If I put a post up, see who's seen it. I know it's a difficult sentence, but it shows me who's quote-unquote seen the post. So we take a birthday example. If I wish somebody happy birthday in the group, does it take that much effort to click the like button? If we've got 40 people on a team and we have a birthday in the group, why would we not just spend 1 second and hit the like button? So then we take on the psychology of the group, right? And we think about doing to others. If it was your birthday and someone put it out there, would you want that same like? So it's not a scolding. It's a take the time in the social world and take the time amongst your peers and coworkers, right, to say that happy birthday, right, to say nice job, or to give a picture of the daughter, the picture of the son in a baseball uniform, a thumbs up. Man, Ben's really looking big. Or, you know, hey, you know, your daughter just won the gymnastics thing. Awesome, right? That supportive environment is really what is the pretense of social media. Social media is for acceptance. Now, you can admit it or not, but you put shit on social media because you want people to like it. You want to draw attention to what you're doing. You want to show off, you know, your son and your daughter at prom. That's what you want to do. That's what social media was built on. Okay? So we have to take that same stuff and we got to, you know, share successes with each other, right? What did you do this weekend that worked? How was your open house? Right? You made some expired calls. How you doing? You know, how's it going for you? We used to do that Tuesday nights, but the Tuesday nights got a little out of hand, a couple different skill sets, whatever, whatever. It got kind of convoluted. We kind of moved away from that. But the Facebook group is where you guys are. That's where we want that positivity to be. Okay? Let's talk about some other things. Let's talk about message tone. Let's talk about text messaging back and forth. Right? Had 70 people at the open house. I could type back, okay. And he could read as, okay. or okay, so, right? So we want to be sure that we're using our electronic communications. Let me stop for a second. The reason why I'm bringing this up today is because I actually got in an argument with two of my friends on text. Imagine that, 40-year-old men arguing like little girls on text messages about game night. True story. I got these two friends. One has four kids. One's got newborn twins. We like to come to the office at night and play board games, cards, whatever. We just hang on. Right? I admit it. I play geeky games. Fine. Right? So I hit them up and I said, hey guys, we played some games last night. And through whatever, the one guy's like whatever, the other guy's like whatever. And then I typed, friend A, you got to come because friend B doesn't want to play with me alone. He only wants to play with the three of us. And he, of course, friend A took that as offense. He says, what are you, a travel agent to guilt trip land? Right? So, and we end up getting an argument about it. I'm like, well, what are you trying to say? I don't have responsibilities and you don't have responsibilities. And we get this big text message chat argument about just something that was meant to be sent in joke that was read kind of half-assed with maybe a baby on his lap or whatever and took offense to it, right? So when we're communicating with our folks, we want to make sure that we're positive, we respond, nice job, happy face, fist pump, something supportive, right? If someone's going to make an attempt to reach out and share a success story or ask for help, right? For example, I had an agent ask me, do we have the Greater Boston Forum offer form, right? I could type, no, right? And what's that going to say to him? Okay, well, thanks anyway, right? Or I could say, no, but we've been working on it. Or, no, but I can get you one. Or, no, tell me what you need it for. I might be able to help you with it, right? Those are the kind of communications that I try really hard to broadcast to you, that supportiveness that says, so he says to me, do you have the Greater Boston Forms? And I say, yes, I do. No problem. You can go here. And instead of texting him a big, long text chain, I picked up the phone on Saturday night, and I said, yo, agent, you can find it here. If you need some help, let me know. Nicole and I put it together for you. Right? That collaborative environment, that willingness to help, that the ability to kind of, respond to the question in politeness and a supportive answer. So it goes to number one with message tone. Do you have the Greater Boston Forms? No. Okay, fine. Thanks anyway. Nope. I hate nope. I hate yep. Right? Like yep. What does yep mean? Yep. 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 I mean, like yep. Like you're annoying me. Yep. Right? Hate that. Right? So message tone, response time, okay, are very important to a solid brokerage. Response time from our teammates here, response time from our graphic designer, response time from everybody. Nobody wants to wait. It's an instant gratification world, right? And yes, I get a text message and an email and a phone call all the same device, right? So whether you text it or email it, it's probably going to receive it at the same time as you are. So response time is key. As a sidebar, it's why I hate droids. I hate texting people with droids, right? Because you can't see it. iMessage, you can see the blue, you see the bubbles, someone's thinking about a response to you. Droid, it just goes off into like never land. So a droid from a droid and a droid through an iPhone is a terrible way to text. I hate that. If you have a droid, you should go to iPhone. Or everybody should go to droid, and then iMessage would go away. But then we couldn't intertwine our Apple computers and iPads and stuff. So if you have a droid, you should probably chuck it. Just kidding. All right, so the third one is a supporting agent. Yes, I have Greater Boston Forms. Yes, I can find it for you. Here's what I'll get. Right? I'm not off on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. I'm willing to help you because you're working, and I have a vested interest in you working, and I want you to be successful, and I will pick up the phone, and I will help you at 8 o'clock on Saturday night. That's what a leader does. That's what a broker manager should do. That's what a broker owner does. A broker owner does not, does not turn their phone off. They can establish boundaries. I establish boundaries on the weekend. I was like, listen, I had a guy asking me for some stuff. I said, listen, I just need a minute. Very respectful, no problem, and I got back to him in a minute. You can establish the boundaries, right? So collaboration is the next one, right? We're sharing collaboration in the group. This is what works for Billy. This is what works for Bobby. Here's a form I just made for Joe. Here's a form I just made for Tom, right? Those things in the group are key, right? That's what a leader does. A leader takes in a good, collaborative office environment of information that Agent A needs, boxes it up, and gives it in a generic form to Agent B, because Agent B can probably use the same idea that Agent A had. So every time that the graphic designer and I put together a piece, we always make a generic copy, right? If someone says to me, I want a slick that says how to work referrals, or I work by referrals, if they want it customized, then we make it for that agent. Then, you know, we go off and we make a generic one because everybody probably would use that, right? And we're a team here, right? We think of ourselves as a team. I think of ourselves as a team, not a team in which, you know, the Keller Williams, you know, worlds are. The team in which we're all under the same umbrella, we're all after the same goal, we're all talking to the same type of clients. Why not share what's working? Why not share what's doing good? Because more yard signs for me, for you, for them, equals more yard signs for everybody, right? The more we have out there, the more postcards, the more advertising, you know, the more baseball and softball stuff that's out there really helps everybody. It doesn't help just Evan Russell. Evan Russell doesn't do it for Evan Russell's sake. If Evan Russell was doing this for Evan Russell's sake, I'd be doing it an entirely different way, right? I'd be doing it as an individual agent. I wouldn't be doing it to serve opportunity to our teammates, right? So the first one, message tone, response time, supporting each collaboration, shared success, okay? And the sixth piece is participation. Participation is key, right? How many people are on our Monday calls is important to me. If I look at the switchboard and there's one or two people on there, of course my energy level is going to be less. If I look at the switchboard and there's 7 or 8, 9, 10, 12, 15 people on there, then my energy level is going to be a little higher. Now, I understand you can listen to it later. Okay, but I like the audience. The church and give a church service to an empty congregation, right? A comedian can't go to Wilbur Theater and do his act if no one's in the crowd. Yeah, okay, it may record it. He may sell it on HBO, but if he's doing it alone, it's not going to happen. Live music always sounds better than recorded music. Why? Because they're feeding off the energy. They're with their crowd. They're with the people that support them and like their message, whether it's, you know, Taylor Swift's song or whether it's your pastor's message or whether it's whatever it is, whatever your political speech, whatever's out there is always done better with the crowd. And I think that participation is key. And when we have an event like a training or something along those lines that doesn't have good participation, we bag it, right? Because we don't want to stay late and not put our kids to bed to have a Tuesday training with three people here, right? For whatever the reason is, weather, timing, whatever. We don't want to do that. We want to find people where they are, like the Monday calls, like the Facebook group. So I think from where I sit, to bring this to a close, where I sit, that we've got a very good sense of team. We've got a very good camaraderie. We've got a very good sense of we. There's no I in this office, at least not from my seat. There is no I. Right? So we are here, I am here to help you guys. I say it every single time I talk to you, and I will continue to say it. I am here to help you. So when I use the word I, it's what can I do for you? It's not my success. It's not my listings. Whatever is done to build the brand, to help and support and share the success, right? So I hate to use individual agents as success, but I have to in this case. I won't use the name, but go to the group and see what happened. Agent comes in, puts his name on Facebook. Agent comes in, signs up, puts his name on Facebook, gets himself a referral. We get in the car. We get himself our listing. We sign up right away. We put it out on Facebook. We spend $80 of a sponsor's dollar. He gets 210 opportunities. He had almost 100 people come to his open house, and now he's going to double bubble that house and sell them something else. Why? Because he simply put something out there and he leveraged the technology that I gave him and he leveraged my ability and my willingness and my desire to go help him and spend $80 on his lead flow, which is right in the group there, and go up to Lynn on a Sunday morning at 10 o'clock and bang out the listing with him and then go up 2 days later and put the sign in the ground for him while he's at his day job, right? That's what we do. All you have to do is ask. All you have to do is ask. All you have to do is do the work that our other people are doing, and the good things will come. Let's go back to the very first thing I said in closing here. We put things on Facebook for what reason? Okay? Why do we – I'm going to a funeral tonight in town, well-known guy. Why is that on Facebook? Right? It's on Facebook because they want people to know. They want the empathy, and they want people to know. Why do you put a picture of your grandkids on Facebook? Because you want your friends to see it. And you want to, oh, aren't they cute? That's why you put them on Facebook. There's no other psychological reason why you put a picture of your child, your dog, your car, your shorts, your shoes, your dinner. The only reason you share that stuff is because you want somebody to engage with you and say, wow, that's cool, in whatever fashion it is, like, thumbs up, looks, or, you know, in some cases, smart ass. You want to engage a conversation with people, and that's the conversation starter. And if it's somebody's birthday, that's the, it's the indirect conversation starter, right? And if one of our teammates puts something good out there, right, the conversation starter is, guys, this guy's been licensed for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. I said to the guy, we've been here 30 days together. He said, dude, we've been together 16 days. 16 days. Right? 16 days, the guy's going to sell $750,000 in real estate just by putting something out there. It's participation, right? It's responsibility, or excuse me, responsiveness, supporting our agents, collaboration, sharing in our successes, giving a thumbs up when it's necessary, and then participating what's out there, right? That's the message that I'm sending out from the mothership today. All right? Hope you guys enjoyed. That's about 21 minutes. I'm a little bit over. I'll be around all day. Again, I hope I'm not speaking to an empty Wilbur Theater. All right, guys. I will catch you later.
Thank you for listening to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate with your host, Evan Russell. To listen to a previous episode of our HTC podcast, you can visit evanlive.com or find him in the iTunes Music Store.